It's your second hour of Hollywood Connections. Take it away, guys.
Hi, everybody out there. We're back again, and we have this evening we have our guests in, Quincy and his wife Denise. And before we go to our guests, is Marty still on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, hi, Marty.
Hey.
But welcome back.
We actually got somebody on the line here for a question, so let's go to, I believe her name is Nettie.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Hello, my name is Nitsa, and I have a question for Martin Marrero.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. What's the question?
Okay, my question is in regards to the resume. When you send the resume, you said that the photo shoot should be the same size as the resume, and it should be one page long. What I wanted to ask you, what font
should
we
use?
Okay.
Hello? I'm sorry?
Yeah, please turn down your radio, please.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, hold on. Okay, when I send the resume, I know you said to put the name in bold, but what font should we use? Like, should it be a lot bigger than the rest of the resume, or just slightly bigger? Like, let's say I use a text
Yes, the font for your name should be in bold lettering, mm-hmm. and it should be bigger than the rest of the personal information. And then the basic information, like the stats, the contact info, is going to be smaller. That could be, like, when you put the stats, let's say if you put your age range, your hair, eyes, height, weight, that could be in bold. That would be great. And then when you, as you fill out the info next to it, that should be in regular lettering, not in bold. That will look much better.
Regular font, not in bold.
Right. But your name should pop because you want your name to pop. So your name should. Yes, absolutely. Very good question.
And I wanted to ask you, let's say I want to be fancy. You know how sometimes you want to use color paper? Is that recommended to use the basic white?
For the resume, I have seen, you know, things have changed because once upon a time, as you know, Yvonne, the headshots used to be black and white. Now they're color.
Right.
The resumes, they can be in different colors provided it's not going to blind the casting director, the producer, or the, you know, so like for instance, if you're going to use yellow, let it not be too bright. If you get what I'm saying, let it be like
more like a light yellow, something that
looks
more natural.
Absolutely. Right.
I would think not too bold, nothing too really bold.
Mm-hmm. Not too bold.
More like pastel.
The wording to stand out, not the paper itself.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So if you're going to use a yellow, like a nice light yellow is fine, but nothing too bright and bold, or nothing like a bright orange or a bright green. No, that's not going to look good. It's
not
actually going to look sporty and unprofessional.
I wanted to ask you, I just want to make sure I heard you right. You said according to your description, you should put the description that you currently are. Like, let's say I have a brunette, but I was naturally a blonde. I would put brunette because that's what I'm naturally portraying now, being a brunette.
I think it should coincide with whatever the film, I mean, your photo.
Exactly, yes.
Let's say, for instance, I sent you a photo. I already sent my resume with my portfolio, and I went and I lost all this weight. Should I send another resume with an update of how I look?
Yes.
I think present, yes.
Yes, if you lose weight, gain weight, cut your hair, dye your hair, this more so happens with my female talent. Because as you know, Yvonne, females are always changing their looks.
Right.
Girls like to go shorter, brighter, highlight, low light.
Yes.
So whenever you change your hair, your headshot has to be changed. It has to be updated. Because if your agent submits your headshot and resume and you don't look like that, they're going to get upset.
Right.
And they're going to contact your agent and manager.
Well, I want to thank you for the questions. And I have thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
But listen, Marty, we have Quincy and his wife, his producer, is in the studio. And she, he's a fabulous vocalist. And she has a question for you.
Sure.
Her name is Denise.
Hi, Marty.
Denise. Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. I've been listening to everything that you've said about the templates and the resumes, and I was wondering, can we apply any of the information that you've expressed this evening with the musician?
Yes, absolutely. The only thing that's going to change is obviously is going to be the different formats of the experience.
Okay.
So let's say if you're a musician and you perform, you do live. Oh, sometimes you could be a musician, but you could be on television. You do television appearances as a musician. Let's say you go on one of those talk shows. So what you're going to do is the different areas where you have experience. Let's say on television. Still, you could put television up there. Let's say if you were on one of the Ellen DeGeneres, mm-hmm. okay, and you were a singer, a guest singer, then obviously you're going to put Ellen DeGeneres show, under what capacity, singer, a band player, whatever it was, you're going to put it in there, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you're performing in venues, then obviously you're going to put the venues you performed in. So whether it's... For those lounges. Sometimes they have lounges where you're eating and being entertained.
Like a lounge or a club or something like that.
Exactly.
Yes.
You want to put that in there. If you're doing, let's say, if you're a musician and you're a singer, for instance, and you've got theater experience. Obviously, it's a musical, so then you put that under the theater. So yeah, so it's always interchangeable. Comedians. I want to use comedians. Comedians, mm-hmm. for instance. Whenever they do the comic shows, they're going to put the experiences doing live comedy, okay? So they will put under there whatever venues they've done. So if they're doing stand-up comedy, they're going to put it in there, okay? They're going to put, if it's a multi-type show where sometimes they have comedians, singers, whatever, a variety show, whatever it is, you're going to put whatever you performed. What did you do? What was the name of it, and then you put it in there, and the year.
Okay, I'm sorry, Marty. That was just so perfect. One more thing before we have to go. You had mentioned earlier about the template.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to give us that information?
Yes, I actually just private messaged Dawn as we were speaking.
Okay.
So she has a beginner and a working entertainer resume,
mm-hmm.
so she can share it with you guys. You guys can also contact me on my talent agency page, which is Thespis Rose Theater on Facebook. If you're not sure the spelling or whatever, you can ask Dawn. She'll direct you to me.
Okay.
And then you can contact me, and I'll be more than glad to send that to you to get you on your way.
Oh, that's perfect. Sure. We will definitely do that.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Marty, I want to thank you for your session today, and I would like
you're
to know
welcome.
Next week, do you have a topic? Will you be back again?
Yes, I want to talk, because we did the resume, I want to talk about the headshots.
Okay.
What is a professional headshot and what you need to have in terms of your headshot?
Oh, thank you.
So headshots next week.
Okay.
So and stay tuned.
And we'll be looking forward
to you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. You're a sweetheart. Thank you. Thanks to Dawn, everybody else on, Tan Talk. It's
yes.
a pleasure being on. I want to wish everyone a safe time during this hurricane. May
yes.
everyone be safe, and those that have been impacted, prayers out to them. So and thanks for everyone for listening.
And I'll be looking forward to your talking to you next week.
You got it.
Yes,
thank
you so much, Marty. And you have
All
a good
right.
evening.
Have a good evening.
And
you
I want to welcome to our studio, Quincy.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to have you. what you have for us today?
We have three selections. The first one would be another one by Nat King Cole.
Oh,
first
okay.
did this one. It's called That's All.
Okay, the first one is That's All. We're going to be listening to Quincy right now.
I can only give you love that lasts forever and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart on for you and you alone, this song, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never, never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore, for now and evermore, the song, that's all. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore, for now and evermore, the song. That's all. That's
Denise,
yes,
so what's your plans for the future with your husband?
Well, I'm hoping to have him out. I'm going to hire him out to be singing all around in different venues and stuff. And so we're going to try to manage him and see what we can come up with in the near future.
Okay.
And so for all the listeners that you need to hire out or you want to hear a voice like that, just give us a call.
Okay. And I want that song, That's All, who was the person that made it first?
That was a Nat King Cole song.
Okay. Because he sings, I mean, he sings the songs, but he sings it his own way. I mean,
yeah,
you know, and that's what I like about him. I love about him.
He's awesome.
So what y'all planning on doing now?
Here.
We want to the studio tomorrow to record a R&B CD.
Oh, really?
Some of the Motown selections, the old various selections, Motown, and we have
you have all the pieces picked out already?
Yeah, we have them all. Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, stuff like that.
Okay.
At least that, we're going to record it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What studio are you using?
We're going to Clear Tracks. That's in St. Pete.
No, it's in Clearwater. Clear
right.
Tracks. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll do it there.
The Clear Tracks do your other piece? Your other CD?
Yeah, they did this one, the CD we just completed.
Mm-hmm.
Popular. That's the one we just completed. It's a popular music. Popular
love songs.
R&B, right. Love songs. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I see that you have some songs there that were sung by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, we had Frank Sinatra there. You had Frank Sinatra, Johnny Mathis,
Ray Charles.
Yeah, various artists. Okay. And it's mostly all different vocal styles, but I tend not to take it away from them, but try to add my own style.
And you do that very well.
Without taking the quality away from it.
Yes. Denise, so what are you doing so far as producing your husband?
Well, I am. We're sending out a lot of his information to different agencies and different venues mm-hmm. to just put that information out there. And so that's the way we're going right now. And of course, hanging out with you today, Yvonne.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. Has he been performing any place?
Well,
around?
When we first got here, he was singing at the Gulf Harbor Yacht Club in Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. And so he's did a different little open mic areas that we've been doing, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we're just trying to really get his information out in the area and to see what we can come up with.
What do you want him to do?
I want him to be able to have a contract with a stable contract. We are trying to right now get into the Hard Rock Cafe, so that's what we're working on right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're working on it. We're pushing really hard.
Oh, that's wonderful. And did he bring me something else to sing today?
I think the next selection would be.
You don't know me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your hand to me and you say hello. I can hardly speak up. My heart is beating so anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one. Night and long to kiss your lips, girl, and long to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. Well, you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
I never knew the art of making love. With love for you now. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, but then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away with that old lucky guy. You never ever know the one who loves you so. Now you don't know me. I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, but then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away, girl, with that old lucky guy. You never ever know the one who loves your soul. Well, you don't know me.
Beautiful.
Wow, yeah, that was great, Quincy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where are you performing next?
Well, we're trying to, I guess my wife said, we're trying to get it to High Rock Hotel. And we're calling a lot of different venues right now. We're not presently performing. Like I said, we may go to the studio tomorrow.
Record. Oh, okay.
We're not waiting on some calls to come in about performing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Until that happens, we're doing an R&B CD and try to get that out.
Yeah.
To show the versatility, what we do. We go from different genres of music.
Right.
From popular to R&B. R&B is going to be mostly love songs also.
Okay.
Do you sing for weddings and other things or other occasions?
Yeah, we just did a wedding, my wife's daughter's wedding.
Oh, you went to Chicago. I remember that.
Right, we did that one. Uh-huh. And we have a lawyer. She asked me to perform at her wedding. That's coming up.
Hey, okay.
That's good.
And how can they reach you?
They can reach me on Facebook. It is letter QC period crank on Facebook.
Crank?
Crank.
C-R-A-N-K.
Crank is C-R-A-N-K. Q period crank.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Do you have a phone number?
Yeah, phone number would be 847-313-0538.
Good.
You know, I'm going to talk to, when Dawn gets back, maybe between the pageants,
mm-hmm.
it'd be a great entertainment. This pageant we're setting up over at the Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, yes. We have a system where we use where we can go out and it sets up in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And we have over 200 or 300 songs that are limited.
Yeah, we'll see if we can work you into that.
Yeah,
that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, the beauty
take
pageant.
Care of that for you.
Yeah, they always have entertainment, especially, you know, a guy singing while the contestants are even walking around.
And we can fit the performance to your venue. I mean, your venue and the event you're having.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you submit a list of songs, you can pick what you want.
Yeah.
You know, instead of us just singing something that you don't quite fit what you're doing.
Right.
We
right.
can fashion it to what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it will fit.
Well, you know, here she comes, Mr. That fits.
Yes.
Miss Wagon Wheel. Just Miss Wagon Wheel. Think along them
but
lines.
But you see how he's dressed on the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll go for Mr. America.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's clean. He's sharp yeah. on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get
but
that
everybody
CD
that I let listen to your CD, every single person loves it. Benny Luck, his sister.
It's
my God. She took mine out of the car and didn't even have a cover to it. So I promised her that when I got a cover, that I was going to send it her the whole thing. She wouldn't even leave here without it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I've been singing those songs for years.
Uh-huh.
It took us, less than 2 hours to record them? Because I know I'm just going from song to song to song to song.
Yeah.
And they say it was a record. Nobody ever come in and did that.
Without. Oh, yeah, you was. Used to singing them all the time, yes.
I just kept going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're getting known in this area, being on the radio, and that voice, you'll be the voice for the area.
Now. Yes, yeah. It's beautiful.
Right.
You have any last words you want to say about anything?
What we wanted to be able to do is do some, create a following, mm-hmm. do some free things in the neighborhood, just performing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're on the radio station.
Exactly.
What we can do to get for people to get to know me.
Right.
You know, then it would be, when I go out to, like, fashion shows, wherever, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have a following.
Exactly.
So I feel we would have to do some things free.
Yes.
For the community,
mm-hmm.
for the community to support us.
That's what Marty has said, the agent, that we have to get our feet wet and we can't get paid at first or all the time. We have to just get known out there. That's what he said.
Because you're from Chicago, right? Me, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And Chicago in the house.
Right, we Chicago nights. But you had to, Chirac, they call it now.
Right.
But you got to come back here and reestablish yourself. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
Right. I had to do it in the drumming thing. You know, nobody knew me, so I just got out there and you're almost like you're paying your dues all over again.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's hard, but at our age, you know, but right. I think it's a market for you down here, man.
I really do, too.
Yep.
Right. Any last words, Miss Denise?
We just want to remind everybody that they can get in touch with either Quincy or myself at 847-313-0538 if they want to book a show or if they have something that we would like to, you know, we want to work in the community since we're new here and
yes.
just kind of, like you said, get our feet wet and just see what our environment is calling. And if you guys want anything, just give us a call or they can get in touch with you, Miss Yvonne.
Yes. Oh, we can
and
invite
King James.
And King James.
King James.
And we can invite them to our Kwan's show.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely
oh,
come
wanna,
to the Kwan's.
You got to do that.
Oh, that
yes.
sounds wonderful.
Uh-huh, and he can
yeah.
sing for us.
Right.
He can sing for me any day.
Yeah. You know, we did it. The Kwan's is in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Which this is the woman that started it with me down here.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
we were doing little ones. Now she's sponsoring them over in Tampa over here every year, okay. her and her family.
Well, we
well I was trained by Marlana Roncaringa, the founder of
yeah,
Kwanzaa.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I studied with him.
Okay. Well, yeah. we'll get together and find out what the times and dates are and then just
well,
go from
our
there.
Big one is January the 1st. We
okay.
already know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to wind this up with you, Quincy. Thank you so much, Denise and Quincy, for coming. And we have
Thank
one
you.
More song that we want to play for you, for the listening people on your way
okay.
home from work.
And then we got Emmanuel Tufet in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got Emmanuel Tufet.
With tropical groove.
Chances are, cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's a valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are, your chances are awfully good. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the sky are in our eyes. Can't you see you'll always be the one and only one for me? And if you think you could, well, chances are, your chances are.
Yes, we back again. Hi out there. Who's on the phone?
It's Ellen from the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Hi,
how are
Ellen.
You guys?
We're doing good, Ellen. How are you?
Wonderful. Actually, I'm over here at Goodwill looking at all the costumes that they donated to Mad Fashion Fundraiser coming up October the
29th
at
yes.
the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Okay. How are you, Miss Yvonne?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to get through this show. You know, Dawn is not here tonight.
I know, and I want to give her a big shout out. Hi, Miss Dawn. We love you.
Well,
we
Dawn,
miss you. We right can't now, wait for you to get back, sweetie.
She's been texting ever since we've been on the air, but now she said she's going through the mountains, and so we lost contact.
Aw.
Yeah, she was right
she told
here
me
with
she
us.
Was going to be listening, so yes, I give her a shout out.
How's the show coming along?
It's going very well. We are super excited. We've been working really hard on it. We have a full cast of vendors and models and designers and press and media. We are super excited. And we can't wait to see you all there as well.
Yes, we can't wait to be there.
And I heard you guys talking about Chicago. You know, I'm from DeKalb, Illinois, which is
a
park.
Oh, DeKalb.
Oh, yeah. My son's in Rockford.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talking earlier. And
yes.
I
did
said,
you listen?
Yeah,
did
Chicago
you,
in the house.
Were
so
you
that's
listening,
wonderful.
Ellen, were you listening to Marty, the one that gave all the information about resumes and et cetera?
I was.
Yeah, very good, right?
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay. Good info.
So
yeah.
You want like to you'd like to tell everybody about your fair on the 29th?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a fashion show, and it is a fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital. And this is a Mad Mommy production, and we are offering a fashion show at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. If you wish to book a room for this event, it is just $44 per night, which includes 4 water park passes per room. And you just call in to book your room and give them the promo code St. Jude to receive that group rate.
Well, thank you for that information.
We have also exciting people going to be there. Ashley Nicole from MTV, she'll be singing. And Joy G. Niece, an international artist, as well as Pretty Image, and I know you had the pleasure of meeting them.
Yes.
And we have Tim Proctor from The Walking Dead and Stephanie Bolva from Orlando, who will be our MC for the evening. Yes, ma'am. And Miss Madeline right here, the star of the Madeline Mommy Show. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
She's excited because she had a pageant booked for this weekend, and due to this horrible hurricane,
it's canceled.
They canceled the pageant, and they have gone ahead and moved forward all the queens from state to nationals.
Oh.
So Madeline is a newly crowned queen, and she's going to nationals in November.
Oh, that's so nice to know. Well, thank you very much for calling, and you guys can call in again next week also.
Yes, we are. We appreciate you guys
promoting the show.
As well
it's very
as being
important.
A part of the red carpet event. And we look forward to seeing all our sister queens there on the red carpet, as well as the models and the press and media. We have an amazing lineup. So please come check it out. Go on Eventbrite. If you wish to purchase a ticket, just $20 online, or you can purchase a ticket at the door.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I'll
thank you, sweetheart. It was nice talking to you.
And
good job.
I'll expect you to call next week, too.
Okay, yes, ma'am, we'll do.
Okay.
You take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, in the studio now, I have 2 recording artists, and one of them is a friend of mine I've been knowing a long time, and he's a drummer as well as a keyboard player, and I don't know what else he plays. Emmanuel Tufet, I remember... when I was doing some things with him and his wife, Judith, they're from Haiti, and everybody knows about Haiti now, going through the storm and all
that.
Oh,
yes, they're in our prayers.
Yes, but what Emmanuel and what he does with Dr. Morrissey and Tropical Groove, Dr. Morrissey's sister has an orphanage in Haiti.
Okay.
And they do benefits, and I love to play with them. I mean, I just feel what they're doing.
Yes.
And I just play percussion and rhythm for them, and we have a show coming up. I believe, right, Emmanuel?
Yes, we do have a show coming up.
It's I got my calendar here. It's at the Unity Church in St. Petersburg. We did one there before. Remember?
Yeah.
I mean, good food, Tropical Groove, October the 15th. Yeah, it's coming up next week.
Yeah.
So
we have several shows going on too as well.
You've got several shows coming up.
Yeah, Tofi Groove always doing something.
And also, In a minute, I'm going to let Emmanuel introduce the other artist here with him, one of his recording artists. But I want to give a quick shout out to Benny, who's still recuperating. We all got you in your prayers, and I talk to him often.
Yes.
And other drummers are telling me to tell him to hurry up, get well. We miss him out at the park drumming. But Emmanuel is here tonight, especially to let Benny, that's listening in, hear the quality of work that Emmanuel does at his studio.
Yes.
So, Benny is sponsoring two young men that are going into the studio that's going to lay down some tracks for some work that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But
so we have CDs.
Peter's got a CD in there, but I'm going to let Emmanuel introduce himself and his artist over here, both from Haiti and doing some wonderful things, especially right now that Haiti needs so much help.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. As King James just said, my name is Emmanuel Truffet. I'm from Haiti, and it's a pleasure whenever I see Mr. King James, whenever we are together. We've been working together for a long time.
Yeah.
I was being introduced to Martin, the saxophone player, actually, to Mr. King James after the show that we did with Akau and I and everything. So I want to thank him for that, and we've been friends since forever. It was wonderful. And once again, you know, to Mr. King James, I found TenTalkNetwork.com and Miss Yvonne. And that's a wonderful thing. So,
yeah.
Mr. King James been in my life for a long time, and he always helping me, putting my stuff out there. You know, whenever there was an opportunity, he always call us and everything.
Did I hear you say something about a charity?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. The charity is with Dr. Morrissey. They have Miss Marlin. They have a charity show. They have an orphanage in Haiti, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We always doing events in terms of helping this kid out there. And Miss Marlin will be able to speak more on behalf of that and everything. So what I really do for them is whenever they have shows, they always bring me in to play pianos and activities. They always do work for Haiti.
Yes.
They have so many things that they do. We have a lot of support from you guys helping Haiti
as
well.
You seem like you're multi-talented.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. In terms of music, I've been producing a lot. Different style of music.
Okay.
I just released my jazz album yesterday.
Okay.
It's on iTunes. It's on EmmanuelTaffet.com. EmmanuelTaffet.com. They can go on it and they. I just released.
Can hear it.
Yeah. It's a Caribbean, smooth jazz Caribbean. Most likely, I call it acoustic lakai. In Haiti, they call lakai mean home.
Okay.
Acoustic mean home acoustic. So. That album reflect, things that I've done and the sounds of my heart, back in the days in Haiti, how they play conga. Mm-hmm. There's conga into it, but it's more conga and jazz.
Can I hear some of it?
Actually, I have some of the music and everything. So I have the first one.
Okay.
Estasi is more like a Spanish feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's smooth. You like that, Mama?
I love it. Oh, I love that.
That's from Haiti.
Yeah, it's just straight from
it's
Haiti.
It's from Haiti with a little bit American.
But this one is more American.
Like it. I like it.
But I bring some Haitian tracks as well.
Okay.
I'm going to let Mr. Milton, and he's one of my artists. His artist name is Flex.
Okay.
This gentleman been with me forever. He's been my business partner. He's been always there with me on everything we do together. We always together. So I want to let you hear.
What is his name again?
His name is Milton Saint-Germain.
Oh.
He's one of my artists.
Hi.
How you guys doing today?
I'll be doing fine. And listen, before we go to you, I like that piano. Oh, it was wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful. And while I have the mic, I would like to shout out to World Miss Tourism Pageants.com. This is a pageant that's going to be sponsoring Dawn Reese next year. She's going to be in this pageant. So we're all excited about it. It's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's World Miss Tourism Pageants.com. Okay, we're back again with the brother. And your name?
My government name is Milton Saint-Germain.
Okay.
But my artist name, your stage name is Flex.
Oh, Flex. What you going to flex for me?
Well, we're very flexible as far as our musical talent. Because we do Haitian, American, jazz, hip-hop, roots, reggae, you name it.
Yeah. So what you got for me, though? What you got today you want to do?
Well, he has a track which is very high-tempoed. Uh-huh. It's sort of like carnival music mixed with pop.
Oh,
music.
I went to a carnival in St. Thomas.
Yeah, so it's very, very high tempo, yes. Very, very moving.
You have a carnival in Haiti too?
Yes, we do. We have carnival all the time.
All the time.
The island is very festive. We're very, very, very festive.
They
people.
Say Trinidad got the biggest and best one. Is that true?
Well, they have the Trinidad and Tobago carnival.
Uh huh. I've never been there. I always wanted to go. I only been to the one in St. Thomas.
Well,
I used to go every year. It's in April.
I haven't been to any other islands other than Haiti, but I will definitely be traveling, hopefully musically, going out there and doing shows.
Okay, so.
The brand new wave is track number 6.
Track number 6?
Yes, it's a track that I co-wrote with another gentleman who's also an artist, and Emmanuel produced it. And we've gotten a lot of good, positive feedback.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So one of the things about it that we liked the most is because the title is called Brand New Wave.
Brand New Wave.
And my videography music business is called New Wave Cinema. So we're just a whole brand new style of
No, what I like
gentleman.
About you, you're so energetic. You all love what you do, right?
Yes, we do. Oh.
Yes.
Feeling is stimulating. Oh, yes, it's feeling. I'm frozen.
as you can see, like we were saying, it's very high energy.
Oh, beautiful. Lovely.
Yeah, it's carnival style music mixed with pop music in American. Because Emmanuel, who also mixed, mastered, and produced the track, he's a very well-rounded musician. We could say he plays guitar, bass,
everything.
Piano. Congos, piano. Well, he mastered.
That's his
number one instrument.
That's the man.
But yeah, I've been by his side for a while. I mean, ever since we first met, we link because I was looking for a producer.
What part of that did you do?
I'm the singer.
You the vocalist.
Yeah, I'm the vocalist.
Oh, how it's beautiful.
He played drums.
He played the drums.
I played congos just like Mr.
Well,
he's
more
marketing than
Yes.
But I'm very involved in the business side of it now because in order for us, one of the biggest thing I noticed that a lot of musicians make is they're so involved in the music that sometimes they lose track of the business aspect of it.
That's so true.
But they forget about, so they let people utilize their talent.
Yes.
And, you know, take over. And then by the time they realize they've been doing this forever and not make any type of income from it, it's too late.
So what are you doing about it?
Me and Emmanuel, we are in full control of our production brand and everything. I mean, we do our own website. We do our own photo shoot. We have our own business. We do videography. We have our own music. We write our own songs. We co-produce everything we have control over. Not to say that we don't take people's opinions
mm-hmm.
and take people's inputs, because you always have to. That helps you with creativity. But nevertheless, as far as the business is concerned, the studio's at his house in the back in his backyard. So
yes.
We moved it from a commercial spot.
And
where
is this, in Tampa?
This is in Tampa.
It's in Tampa.
Yes, right there on 51st Street, right off the, it's near Adamo and 50th Street.
Oh, okay.
But we've been around. One time we had a whole plaza. And
you have anything you want to say up to them, King James?
No,
I know these are your guys.
These are my guys. I've been to Haiti several times. T-Mobile taught me. I went several before he passed away. But Haitians are so friendly. I've been to a lot of the islands, Jamaica, all the other islands down there. But when I got to Haiti, and then you know what they're going through right now.
Yeah, Matthew is out there.
This is one of the things I meant to say, too. But the music got the best of us. I wanted to also kind of like give some type of awareness to what's going on in Haiti. We've been through a lot. If nobody knows the history of Haiti, we were the first black free nation in the Western world. I always have to make sure I say that after we fought for America to get their independence in 1776. Toussaint Louverture. But we also fought in America. They got their independence, and then we had to get our independence from America
because
they would not recognize it.
All of
my grandsons are from have Haiti background.
Of course. Louisiana.
And one of my granddaughters, too.
That's very nice.
Yes.
So you're family.
Yes, I'm a Haitian family.
I did a test. My son did, you know, and most of my people came across. They said, Yoruba through Haiti.
Yes.
That's why I was drawn to Haiti so much.
Okay.
I went to all the other islands, but when I got to Haiti, I was like home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I've never been. I have to go.
I used to date a girl in Pigeonville.
He's telling on himself.
He's older now, and I guess he's lived it. He's been to Haiti, and I've heard of your mastery of the congos, which is one of my favorite instruments. I think it was the first instrument ever invented.
In the world,
the first thing we ever did was hit our hands to try to clap.
Right.
And make
rhythm. Exactly, it's the first instrument. That's what I teach.
Yeah.
The drum was, and it's healing.
Yes,
and they use it in Haiti for healing.
Yes,
you'd be surprised. I mean, people in America aren't you really used to Haitian music, but as you can hear these young men talk over, they have a beautiful dialect.
Oh yes,
and the dialect is even beautiful, more beautiful when you sing it. And
you guys look like you, my grandkids. They do. You ever seen Baby Doll? My Doll?
They gotta meet them.
They do rap. They Richie West. That's their name.
That's good. Oh, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interviewed on Channel 10.
And Young Dredd.
Yeah.
But I hope Benny heard that music and the quality Benny's listening right now.
Because I have several songs. The first music that I remixed is was with a producer named Chris Jodardi. It was right after college when I started entering the music production. I worked with a producer named Chris Jodardi. We remixed Karma for Alicia Keys, and I was the one that remixed all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And
and they just did the drums. I played the piano, keyboards, guitars, and everything, which I have the song. Actually, it's number two with Alicia Keys' voice on it and everything.
Okay.
I did a lot of other tracks. I have some writers all over Tampa right now, working with me, writing with me. They make music with me. I want to let them hear a Zouk track that I made as well. Zouk track.
Does he have it?
The Alicia Keys one is number two.
Okay, it's going to
check it out,
end with this.
Benny Bread, check it out.
Weren't you the one that said that you don't want me anymore? And how you need your space and give the keys back to your door? And how I cried and tried and tried to make you stay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was... I did that one in 2004, actually. After that, I started, coming out and start doing production.
Yeah.
And eventually, getting started. And after that, I met Mr. King James. And when we start doing Conga.
Oh.
And right now, I will be releasing a lot of projects. I'm going to be releasing project with Conga and piano.
Yes.
Jazz, more like it's jazz... Where you can take a summertime or maybe a satin doll, or like
Duke Ellington satin doll.
You can take those. When I'm gonna be taking those music, and I'm gonna change them.
You're gonna put a little bit of cultural flavor to it.
With the conga and with acoustic bass and everything. So I will be doing those kind of things a lot.
Okay, we have 1 minute left, and I want to thank you guys for coming to. Hollywood Connections. I want to thank you, King James.
Thank you.
I want to thank you, Peter. Thank you so much.
Main man.
And for all those who's coming home tonight, tune in again next Wednesday to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and your host, Miss Florida Diva. Thank you for coming.
Yvonne Madison.
Yvonne Madison.
All right. You.